This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the Caribbean and around the world via the internet and the satellite, too. And a special shout out goes, as always, to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out, too, in the coronavirus helper effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, we want to thank you very, very, very much for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back on Parler when it comes back up. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of all the little things we have over there for you to look at. All right, joining us right now, hour number one, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, today is a special day, and I'll bet two-thirds, maybe even three-quarters of the audience doesn't even know what it is, so I'm going to tell everybody. Today is National Freedom Day in the United States. Now, this is a United States observance on the February 1st honoring the signing by Abraham Lincoln of a joint House and Senate resolution that later became the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution when President Lincoln signed the amendment outlawing slavery altogether on February 1st, 1865, although it was not ratified by the states until later.
Well, that's right, Captain. And, of course, February 1st, here we are into February, which, of course, is also known as Black History Month as well. So we start this month off right here. Absolutely.
Yep. And like I said, I bet a whole bunch of people didn't even know that. Now, we've got a major situation brewing right now in Southeast Asia in the old Burma, known as Myanmar. The military there seized the power and detained the elected leaders of the government before they went to meet with their National League for Democracy party. Now, this was done, the army said it carried out the detentions in response to election fraud, handing power to the military chief and imposing a state of emergency for 1 year, according to a statement on the military-owned television station. Now, the generals made their move just hours before the parliament had been due to sit for the first time since the NLD's landslide win in a November 8th election viewed as a referendum on the fledgling democratic government. But phone lines in the capital were cut, main communication there was not available, and the state TV went off the air as people rushed to the markets to stock up on food and supplies, while others lined up at ATMs to withdraw all the cash they could get their hands on.
That's exactly right, Captain. And also, we understand there may have been other disruptions and internet service and things like that. Now, we understand, too, that the president has been told about this, of course. He's been briefed on what's happened, according to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. And they're saying, of course, that the United States is going to stand with the people of Burma in their aspirations for democracy and freedom and peace and so forth. So this could get a very, could become a very, very difficult situation.
The exact words on the breaking news statement that I personally put up there about 30 minutes ago from Reuters were coming from Secretary of State Blinken. The United States will take action. Period. End of story. Don't know what that action will be in regards to the military coup and the takeover in Burma.
Well, exactly right. And we expect that there would be perhaps something more forthcoming soon. But however, that word action could mean military action, or, of course, it could mean something like economic action, calling together leaders of other countries, applying pressure. There's all kinds of things in the quiver that the United States can bring to bear. So we will see what they mean, I think, in good time here.
Well, we don't know, and Steve was already telling us that he's watching very closely what's going on over there, because he's right over there, not very far away from the region itself, and he gets to see some of that stuff firsthand. Of course, he reported it about the time I got the news, so Steve was keeping us informed, too. Now, one other thing before I get to the news of tonight. If you're traveling in the Northeast, if you're headed up into Philadelphia, New York, Albany, Providence, Springfield, Boston, anywhere up through Maine, you are going to be caught up in a major winter nor'easter storm. We are talking the higher the elevation, 2 to 3 feet of snow, the lower the elevation, 6 inches to a foot, and in New York City they could very easily see 18 inches in some of the burbs in New York City. So this is not the day to put the hammer down and try to get anywhere. It's just not going to happen. Now, I will tell you that in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Turnpike is reporting heavy snow, as is I-81 all the way from the Maryland line, West Virginia Maryland line, all the way up to the New York State line, and you've got lots of heavy snow to report in the southeastern part of the United States, New York, which also includes Poughkeepsie, New York, Albany, and then straight east across I-90 all the way to Boston. So be advised and make precautions. If you're going to go in that area, make sure you've got some extra supplies with you, because I know what it's like to be caught out there on the road when they shut the road down and you got nothing to eat and you sit out there for hours and hours and hours and wait for the snowplow. So do your best to have something with you. All right, we'll be right back with Kyle Ward, the professor of politics, as we blast across the overnight airwaves.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, and my conversation with Kyle Warren is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I take Relief Factor a couple times a day because of the problem that I have with my left ankle and my foot, my leg, rather, that it starts to swell up and becomes painful for me and all that because of the problem that I had from the World Trade Center. But I live with it, and I used to have to take some heavy-duty narcotics to help me with it, but now I don't do that. Now I take something that's all natural, and I've been taking it for over 5 years, and it's called Relief Factor. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which goes directly to the source and helps to lower or eliminate pain. And it also kicks in the body's natural response to reduce the inflammation that you have. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It also supports healthy joints and muscles and will help the healing process, too. It's 100% botanical, and it has a fish oil product in it made from clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of key enzymes and proteins that help your body to heal. So you can try the 3-week quick start, which costs a whole $19.95. It's a $20 bill. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start that gets it all going. And then you'll find out what I and tens of thousands of other people have found out. It works. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's a little tutorial there. You can watch the video, or you can just click on the little link, and it'll take you right to where you order the $19.95 3-week quick start, and away you go. And I'm sure you'll find out what I found out when I took it. It works for me. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Donald Trump shook up his legal team over the weekend. We knew this was coming because of the comments that were made earlier in the week. But apparently he lost some of the people that had been working with him because he wanted to bring up during this impeachment trial the
the stolen election.
Right, the stolen election in so many words, but I was trying to figure out a way that he was going to say it. We don't really know how they were going to say it, but he wanted his lawyers to bring that up. And the original lawyers that were in there said, no, we're not going to do that. And a former federal prosecutors, Greg Harris, Johnny Gasser, Josh Howard, had left the defense team because of that. And the difference in opinion that they had on the argument for the defense. But we'll see what happens. Now we have two individuals who are well-versed criminal attorneys. David Schoen is one of them. He's a nationally known seasoned trial attorney who has served in as lead counsel in several high-profile matters. Also, Mr. Bruce Castor, Jr., the former district attorney of Montgomery County in Pennsylvania, and during that time, he had numerous situations where he got involved with cases involving politicians and whatnot. So we'll see what happens there.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, having a falling out or a change in representation this close, it's a week away. That trial starts February the 8th, which is the day after the Super Bowl, one might say. And there'll be another Super Bowl of sorts. But it's going to be interesting, Captain, because the constitutionality of even having this Senate trial is questionable in the extreme. It's not just me talking. It's Alan Dershowitz and others, of course, who have raised.
Well, I heard former Judge Ken Starr give out a great dissertation about what was not constitutional about the whole matter, too.
Exactly. And then, of course, it focuses on the one article. The one article says, essentially, that President Trump helped to incite a riot or insurrection, in their words, at the Capitol on January the 6th. So I'm wondering if they laser beam onto the charge, it may be more profitable in that sense. But again, President Trump is very adamant, I think, that he wants to expand to election irregularities.
Well, here's the problem. While Ken Starr can say he believes it's unconstitutional, Alan Dershowitz can say that he believes it's unconstitutional, until the Supreme Court of the United States gets involved and actually says that, guess what? It does not matter at all.
Well, right. And this is one of the reasons, I think, why Alan Dershowitz had said, even if they essentially come up with this idea that Trump could not run again, whether or not he wants to or not, but he would say, go run again and then let the Supreme Court decide, because there will be a suit at that time as to whether or not he would be eligible or not. So, again, you're right. It has to go to the highest court before we have a real read on this.
Now, we also have some interesting news coming out that broke earlier in the day yesterday about the Republican counteroffer on the stimulus. Now, the Biden administration wants $1.9 trillion in COVID-19 relief, which includes the $1,400 of the $2,000 that they promised, because they've already given out $600 to the individuals. And the Republicans want that lowered to $600 billion, and they want the aid given to the businesses and others more specific. They still want the $1,400 to go to the people, but as far as who's going to get what, Biden's proposal includes $160 billion for vaccines and testing, $170 billion for schools and university, and funds to give Americans their $1,400 per person stimulus check, amongst other provisions. Now, the Republicans have questioned the size of the price tag altogether, and they say that the president's not willing to compromise on the need for a comprehensive bill to address the public health crisis and economic fallout that will result from this $1.9 trillion.
Well, right, and just as before, of course, now the optics of it, of course, look very bad for the GOP, generally speaking, because they're proposing a lower number than what the Biden administration people are talking about. But we go back even to the summer, remember when and the fall as well, when the Democrats, Pelosi and Schumer, they didn't want to get anywhere near having a stimulus package if it didn't include a lot of money.
They wanted almost $3 trillion. It was $2.5 trillion or something like that.
Well, that's right. But so much of this money that gets proposed or sent out in the last round as well doesn't go to that $1,400 or $600 it was before. It doesn't go directly to the pockets of the people who need it, but they're in these different things, and this is, I think, where the GOP has been trying to chip some of that down. Their proposal does include the $160 billion for vaccines, personal protective equipment, $4 billion for behavioral health and substantive abuse services, and $20 billion for schools. So it's a lot of money in anybody's estimation here, but again, they're supposed to have some kind of meeting, some kind of discussion about this, and we'll see if the Democrats continue to just ramrod it through no matter what, if they can come to a compromise.
That's the whole point. They can. They have the votes.
Right. Well, of course they can. But again, and the Republicans, though, and as I said, this is a lot of money in anybody's language here, but it is the optics of it, just like before with Alabama, or Georgia, I'm sorry, that really means something to the general public out there.
Well, we'll know soon enough, because this is definitely going to be on the front burner this week. And it looks like as if they're going to try to get this passed between now and the end of the week, and it only has to go through the Senate. And that'll bring Kamala Harris into the mix, correct?
Well, it could very well, yeah, if she has to cast a tie-breaking vote on that.
She might not, because I'll bet you right now there'll be one or two Republicans that will go along with this. I just sense that'll happen, that they'll vote with the Democrats.
Exactly. And it could include, maybe some of the usual suspects here, Susan Collins, maybe Murkowski.
No, I don't believe it would be her, but I believe it would be Romney and Murkowski.
Yeah, there you go.
For sure, because they don't, they want to do anything they can to stick it to Trump. I mean, that seems to be their stated goal. Okay, let's talk about Senator Elizabeth Warren out of Massachusetts. She's scorched. And I mean scorch. The SEC regulators told them to get off their duffs and do their jobs about all of this stuff going on with this stock crap that's going on in the stock market.
Yeah, well, again, she probably feels that this is a real good, angle for her and to insert herself into that somehow. But of course, I've heard others talking about what happened as I don't want to say a victory for the little guy in so many words, but this is pointed up something where are you going to have big Wall Street players always making the money and taking the profits, or can the little guy make it somewhere in this market without having to speculate on everything?
Well, the bit with Robin Hood and their antics that we heard about last week, plus some other things, have got her all excited, and we'll see where that goes. All right, folks, we're taking a break. When we come back, I've got a special surprise for you at the bottom of the hour. Besides the ad that you're going to hear, I've got something special for all the Bucks fans out there. We got it yesterday, and you're going to hear it on my show in about 5 minutes. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has invited a group of 10 Senate Republicans to the White House to discuss their counterproposal to his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. The group, led by Maine Senator Susan Collins, is proposing a $600 billion plan that would, among other things, extend certain unemployment benefits and provide billions in funding for vaccine distribution, testing, and contact tracing efforts. Senator Bill Cassidy says their proposal is smaller but more targeted than the White House's plan. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that their plan would address specific needs in recovering from the pandemic.
We are very targeted. We're targeted to the needs of the American people, treating our tax dollars as if there are tax dollars, not just money to spend, and putting it where we need to come out of the pandemic. Now, we think there's a lot here to work for, to work with. We hope we finally start getting that bipartisan and with the White House negotiation. So far, we've not received it.
This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Wayne Alaroot. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And let me tell you about Geico. I've been over there about 15 years now, and I've had nothing but great experience with them. And if you want to save some money, that's why I went there. They saved me a bunch of money to begin with, and knock on wood, every year they save me money, and I double check to make sure, because I'll take quotes from other companies and they can't even come close to what Geico does for me. Now, they give me a couple of different discounts, one for being a safe driver and the other one for being a veteran and having all the miles I had as a professional driver too. So there you go. Now, you can go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And your car, your truck that you're driving, your motorcycle, your RV, maybe you got an ATV or a boat too, they'll insure all of that for you. And if you want to really save some more money, bundle it like I did with your homeowner's policy, or if you're a renter, with your renter's insurance, and guess what? You'll save even more money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com is the website to go to. Check them out. Ask for a competitive quote. You'll get one and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I got a surprise. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Are you really ready?
I'm ready.
You think the audience is ready?
I think they will be.
Here we go.
Hey!
That is the Soul Circus Cowboys, and that is the official song of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that is going to be played, Kyle, at the Super Bowl.
Very, very cool.
That's going to be played before the game when they're out there working on the field, or working out on the field.
Well, I mean, it makes a pretty strong statement. And,
well, it's supposed to get them in the mood, but it gets everybody in the mood. You start listening to that stuff, and if you're not in a party mood when that starts, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Well, no kidding. No kidding.
Yeah, but that's the Soul Circus Cowboys, and I'm going to buck you up. And by the way, I put the link to that over my Facebook page, and it's also in the chat room. The guys in the chat room can share it. I sent one to you, too, I think.
Yeah, you did. Yep.
Yep. And then we're going to play that again in hour number four for the benefit of our sports fans that are going to listen to our sports broadcast that we do, our segment. Okay. COVID-19 vaccines seem to be effective against the current variants. But the new one, it's out there, the new one, the new variant, may prove to be a little bit more difficult. What do you think is going on here?
Well, I think we're going to see more of these variants. There are several of them. The latest one, I think, being called the South African variant, basically. I think we just have to see what time tells here in the sense that some people are getting the vaccine. It's based on, from what I understand, the initial iteration of the COVID-19 virus. And they say that it should be effective, but in other words, its effectiveness may be less in terms of a percentage. For example, if the other one had 95%, the variant may cause it to only be a certain number percentage different than 95%, let's say. But only more data, more stats will tell. But as these variants get more transmissible, or certainly if they turn out to be something that affects people with a greater amount of sickness, shall we say, then they may have to try to alter these vaccines.
Okay, and we've got some breaking news coming across the wire here. Apparently, Burma's leader and other officials have officially been arrested and are being held somewhere out of sight. The coup in Myanmar has become Biden's first international crisis, as the U.S. is going to respond to the military action in Burma, according to the Secretary of State Blinken, quote, "We will take action," end of quote. And Gordon Chang, who is a friend of Denise Simons and has been on her show, her podcast, several times, is saying that China is currently testing Biden, and he wouldn't be surprised if China doesn't have their fingers in a mix in Myanmar.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised about that. We do know that when any new president comes into office in the United States, throughout history, they do seem to get a test. When that test comes and what it is, it's always variable, but a test nonetheless, this will be. Of course, also our thoughts are first and foremost with the people in Myanmar who are being affected by this in a major, major way. But of course, the United States, as the world leader, basically, superpower, it's going to have an immense effect on the next 24, 48 hours, the next week as we look ahead.
Well, I'm not sure what the connection is and how the government got in there to begin with, but I think we had something to do with getting that civilian government put in place with the democratic elections that they held. And they did have a large plurality of the vote, but the military said that it was a fraud election. Where have we heard that before?
Well, right. Well, again, this said, I think they were said to have won 83% of the vote. And it's only the second election since the military junta had a power sharing agreement dating back to 2011.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back to something here that came across my desk. First of all, we had a very serious incident in New York City with a major fire in an apartment building that 21 or 22, not sure the number, but I think it was 21, and then I heard it was 22, Fire Department of New York firefighters were injured in this major fire that went on. Our thoughts and prayers go out to them and, of course, the people that are doing whatever they're doing. By the way, Judy in Sarasota has said, no, Captain, it's not stock crap. It's called Revenge of the Nerds.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, the nerds can go revenge their socks for all I care. I mean, you know, I just, if you want to waste your money, throw it up in the air and see which way the wind's blowing. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, some people may do very well with stocks and this, that, and the other, but when it comes to this nonsense that's been going on, that just adds further ammunition to the fire. Why bother?
Well, exactly. It's a very complex thing, and I know some try to demystify it and so forth. But generally speaking, it's not an easy thing to do.
No.
By the way, Captain, I see here that the fire you mentioned, the structure that they were injured in, that they were fire they were fighting, was built back in 1903, evidently.
Yeah, and there's a lot of those buildings around New York City that are very old and very decrepit, and they burn very quickly. You can't control the fire. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, let's go back over to New York, a different story. An MTA worker, a second New York man with bomb-making files, has been identified as a Proud Boys member. Now, I came in contact with the Proud Boys here in Tampa with the Tampa Bay Trump Club that we had when Roger Stone made an appearance, and they were there as his security.
Right, exactly. So this is a very important development, and they've got to find the people who are making bombs and doing stuff that could hurt people. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, this guy apparently was one of them, because now there's a new capital conspiracy theory going on about something, and boy, you hate to hear it. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and there's radicals on both sides of the aisle. We all know it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report goes out to everybody out there, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. When you see things going wrong out there, and I'll bet there's a whole bunch of people right now in the northeastern part of the U.S. stopped at the Pilot and Flying J's because of the weather that's out there. And I'll just bet the farm on that one. So you guys and gals, you go on inside. If you haven't done it already, if you can get out of the truck and walk through the blowing and drifting snow and all that, tell them the captain sent you and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, at least one on me because of the fact that you said I told them to do so. So there you go. And that's how that works. All righty. We're going to go rooster cruising tonight right off the bat because I know somebody that wants to hear this.
Okay, driver, just a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a dare ride Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All right, we're going to kill that right there because we got so much weather to talk about. I got to get right to it. And I'm going to read the weather statement, and then I'm going to turn it over to Kyle because most everything's going on tonight's going on over in the east, although there is some weather out west. A big-time nor'easter is slowly shifting north just off the east coast today through Tuesday. Widespread heavy snow of 1 to 2 feet, 3 feet in some of the higher elevated areas is forecast from Pennsylvania into southeastern New York into New England, including Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston through Tuesday. Now, snowfall rates may reach as much as 2 inches per hour into the areas which would accumulate the snow very quickly, which right now I can tell you, winter storm warning up for half of Pennsylvania to take you all the way over to Philadelphia and even just about Baltimore, all the way through Jersey, all the way through southeastern New York, all the way up to Albany, all the way to Boston, through Providence, through Hartford, Connecticut, and then on an angle up towards most of New Hampshire and most of Maine right now as that storm continues to move away. Now, out west, there's a stream of Pacific moisture, which will continue low elevation heavy rain and heavier mountain snow through midweek. And there is a winter storm warning up for the northern part of California again, as well as the northern part of Washington. So if you're traveling across I-80, be careful. And if you're on I-5 over there towards Redding, be careful. All right, here we go. Kyle Warren, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. As you mentioned, yes, most of the weather of note out west tonight concentrates into the northwest corner of Northern California, where we have winter storm warnings and flood watches, and this is because of an atmospheric river that is flowing through that area. It's going to be there here for about the next 48 hours or so. Then it's going to head on eastward from that area. So then this again in the northern part of California. Throughout the eastern central part of California, winter storm watch warning almost about two-thirds of the length of the state. This covers Yosemite National Park, as you mentioned, I-80 coming out of Reno, where they have a lake wind advisory tonight. Wind advisory also in southern Oregon coming up the Interstate 5, and winter weather advisories in central Washington if you're coming across I-90 heading towards Seattle, heading west towards Seattle. So that's kind of what's going on out west tonight, Captain. As you said, that's really where a lot of this weather is concentrated tonight.
Well, let me first go to the middle part of the country, North Dakota, South Dakota, and down into Nebraska, the middle part of each one of those states. You've got dense, heavy fog. Travel is restricted, to say the least. So I-94, Bismarck West, I-90 between, let's see here, over Nebraska, up towards Lincoln, and all the way down to Kansas. That stretch I believe it's U.S. 75 over there. I'm looking at the map upside down, but I believe that's the road by memory. Dense fog there. Now let's go over to where all of this snow starts. Phew. Okay. Kentucky, I-64. Halfway across I-64, all the way to the East Coast, you're going to have snow. It won't be as bad as what's going to be north of there, but you're going to have steady snow, so be advised anywhere from 3 to 6 inches in some of those areas, 2 to 4 in others. Now, in the central part of Tennessee tonight, Nashville North, as you go north on 65 in Nashville, you'll have snow up into Kentucky. I-75 coming up out of Knoxville and headed north that away. You'll be in snow on and off all the way up to, Kentucky, and then you'll have snow all the way to the southern Ohio line. There'll be some wind and some scattered snow flurries across not only halfway across Ohio, but halfway across Indiana. The winter weather conditions there. Over in the eastern part, I-80 in particular, in Ohio, on the turnpike, on the Pennsylvania and Ohio turnpikes, you're going to have snow until you get to the tunnels where you get into the higher elevation. Then it's a winter storm warning all the way to New York City on 80, all the way to Philadelphia on 76, all the way to Baltimore on I-70. There's nothing you can do about it. I-95 is the same way from Jersey all the way up to Boston and all the way up into Maine. So it's going to take you a long time, and in many cases, you may or may not be able to get through because of all the snow and all the vehicles that probably are going to be abandoned if they aren't already with the heavy snow that's there. I don't know if you saw the pictures, and Kyle, did you happen to see New York with the snow coming down last night?
I did not, but I know it's been snowing a lot, though. Yeah,
yeah, you couldn't see down, I think it was, well, I don't know if they're on Times Square, if they're on Amsterdam Avenue, wherever Fox is located, I forgot, but you couldn't see down the street the way you normally could. You couldn't see, but past where, right about where the little areas where they had their outdoor activities. That was about it. That's how hard it was snowing.
Wow, that is a lot.
Yeah, now, again, gale warnings all the way up from Jersey, Long Island, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and all the way up to Portland, Maine. Gale warnings along the water, so our friends listening to us in Portland, Maine, you're not out of this either. As the day goes along, you are going to get dumped on up there in Portland, and the predictions right now depend on how slow or how fast this storm moves. Right now, it's an all-day event for the big cities, and that means you're going to get a foot, foot and a half, maybe 2 foot of snow in some areas. Chris Markowski, when he comes on next hour, we're going to see what he has to offer. Not next hour, sorry, the second hour. We're going to see what he has to offer because he might be in a whole bunch of it himself. So that's the weather, Kyle, and I mean that's the weather, and it is really snowing in the Northeast. If you want snow, go to the Northeast.
Well, exactly right. It's going to be, I've heard it described as epic in terms of the snowfall and the blizzard conditions.
The record for New York City is 27 inches, and this could approach that. We'll see. But right now they know it's going to be at least a foot and a half. They've had a foot in many places and still snowing heavy. Now, the Pilot and Flying J's still remain the best place for you to go when you're out there on the roads. Try to get in there. And you guys, if you haven't made it already past Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, pull in there to the Flying J that's over there or the big Pilot Travel Center that's there and camp out for a little while. Give this storm a chance to snow itself out before you go off to the east because you're going to get into places where you won't even be able to make deliveries.
Well, exactly right. And one of the great things about being at the Pilot or Flying J, Captain, is getting something good to eat and staying warm with some, perhaps maybe some warm comfort food while this thing blows over.
Yeah, and the other thing is, besides having the great restaurants in the Flying J's, you got places like Arby's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's at the Pilot. So check it out. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we're going to take the top of the hour break. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.